Our parasha tells us that when it comes to the Kohen Gadol, Kim Betula Me'amavi Kachisha, that he's forced or he's required to take a woman that was never married before. And the question obviously that begs to be asked is, why is it that a Kohen Gadol specifically requires a woman that was never married before? So the Sefer HaChinuch writes that the Kohen Gadol is the holiest of people, and he has to make sure that the woman he has is the holiest possible person, and if she was already previously married, there's the possibility that she's going to have different thoughts about her previous husband when she's with the Kohen Gadol, who's her new husband. And we want to make sure that it's a marriage, a union that's completely b'kedusha uvetahara. Okay, so that's a possibility. But again, if she's the right person, one would imagine that that's not necessarily such a thing. But the Sefer Moshe Zekenim offers an interesting answer. The Moshe Zekenim is the Bali Atosos. So they ask the following question. Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid asked, why is the Kohen Gadol specifically required, again, the same question, to have a woman that has never been married before? And he answers, L'fish HaYamaskir HaShem B'Yom HaKippurim. He mentions the name, right? The name of Hashem, the Shem HaMeforesh on Yom HaKippurim, the Hashem HaNatan Einav Be'eshet Ishu V'Shalas Kari Chavin Shemu Balav Yisa'ena. It's possible that maybe he saw a woman that he has a desire for, and what's he going to do? He's going to have her in her husband in mind when he mentions the Shem HaMeforesh in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, so that he could die, and therefore he would be eligible to remarry the widowed wife. That's wild. Basically, what the Rav Yehuda HaChassid is saying is that B'shas Yom HaKippurim, after 7 days of preparation, he's in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, he's mentioning the Shem HaMeforesh, and at that point in time, he's thinking, I bumped into this lady, and I really like her, and she's married to somebody, so I'm going to have in mind that her husband is going to perish this year. It sounds astounding. It sounds so crazy. How could that be? That is, says the Sefer Otzo Satorah, the Koach of the Yetzer Hara. What the Yetzer Hara is able to do is it's able to latch on to a person and catch them in their most vulnerable places possible. And yes, it's true, you're talking about Yom HaKippurim. And yes, you're talking about saying the Shema Meforash. And you're talking about, hopefully, the Kohen Gadol, who is one of the holiest people. And yet, there's the possibility that deeply rooted in his mind and his thoughts are that woman. And we don't know how far the Yetzer Hara will go. The story is told that when Rav Shimon Shkop was in the hospital, he was not well, he was very weak, and all of a sudden, this nurse comes in who's got to be 75, 80 years old. She is certainly not someone that you would be like, oh, that's something that one would be passionate about. Rav Shimon Shkop schlepped himself out of bed, walked out of the room. His Talmidim looked at him and said, Rabbi, what are you doing? He says, Yichud, I can't be alone with this woman in my room. They're like, really? But she's so old and so unattractive. Like, where is this even coming from? Shem Shkop turns to his students and says, it's a koach of the Yetzer Hara. Al tamen a'atzmecha v'yomoscha. Don't believe in yourself till the day you die. How many Kohanim Gedolim do we know in the Gemara that were B'kedusha v'tara, they were the holiest of the holy. And then what ends up happening? In the end, they fall prey and they lose their way and they leave Judaism altogether. Don't believe in yourself until the day you die. Why? Because the Yetzer Hara has an unbelievable power over us. What's that power? It's able to turn an old, unattractive person into a beautiful, young person. Why? Because that's the game the Yetzer Hara plays to trap us. That's how careful we have to be. And that's why the Kohen Gadol, if he's going to be who he's going to be, and yes, it's true, he's going to be in the Kodesh Kodashim, holiest day of the year, but we just never know how strong and powerful the Yetzer Hara can be.